31 Sports.
Across 2 weeks of action.
The University of Nottingham versus Nottingham Trent in the 13th year of the Nottingham Varsity Series.
And the battle lines are drawn.
Can Lazarus save? He can!
What a shot! Fantastic!
Hubbard puts up a three-point shot and he nails it.
We have officially won the American Football Varsity for the first time.
The University of Nottingham have won Varsity Futsal and they have won Varsity 2016.
All 33,000 students at the University of Nottingham, they know what this means.
Can the green and gold retain the series for a sixth year in a row?
From the 25th to the 30th of March and the 7th to the 14th of May, follow all the action right here on University Radio Nottingham.
This is Varsity 2017.
This is URN.
Good evening and welcome to From the Gantry here on University Radio Nottingham, your show bringing you everything that you need to know about the Nottingham Varsity Series 2017. My name's Joe Tan. I'm joined in the studio today by Nick Clay and Alex Buxton. Now, we've got two major days of action to discuss on the show. Firstly, the basketball, where it was a win and a defeat for the University of Nottingham at the Motorpoint Arena, followed by Super Wednesday, hosted at Nottingham Trent today. Nine sports on offer down there, some still currently going on, and here is our package of some highlights from the day's action.
This is URN Sport.
Okay, so I'm here with Connor and Josh. You guys have just finished your round here at the first half, really, of today's golfing action. How do you think it's gone? Obviously, you guys won your round.
Yeah, pretty good. We won pretty convincingly, so quite happy with that, and we're winning as a team, so good start.
Yeah, I thought me and Connor played pretty well, really steady. The opponents didn't have a great game, but we didn't really give them much of a chance. Played really well.
Singles are coming up then next. How do you rate the Green and Gold's chances as we go into that then?
Good chance. They've got Josh Wright playing for them, so every chance in the world.
I think we fancy our chances. I think man for man on paper, we've got a better team, so taking a lead into the afternoon, I think we should do it.
I'm George Gayton, captain of Ultimate Frisbee for Nottingham.
And George, how are you feeling about the game today?
I'm pretty good, actually. We've been gelling well as a team lately, and I think we're going to really pull this one out of the bag.
What is so special about the Varsity fixture, from our perspective?
Big plays, big layouts. It's going to be great.
We were expecting a win today. Are you still that confident?
Oh, absolutely, we're that confident. Confidence is key to victory.
And also, do we treat Varsity any different to any fixture, or is it business as normal?
It's business as normal. Business as normal. It's always huge.
And finally, a score prediction for today?
About 13-6 to us.
We're here at the Muay Thai Varsity at Trent SU. First fight's just finished. Aram Hawa defeating Sam Bartholomew of Nottingham Trent University by technical knockout in the fifth round. What were your thoughts on the fight, Amar?
I thought our boy Aram really dominated the fight. When they came out, I think me and you said to each other that it'd be quite close to Trent guy. Sam Bartholomew looked like he was really up for it. He looked very confident. But when it came to the fight, Aram wore him down, and it was a well-deserved victory in the end.
Yes, so a well-deserved victory there in the Thai boxing, and a well-deserved victory overall for the University of Nottingham. 5-1 it now stands in the green and gold's favour, which means we have claimed the NTU-hosted Super Wednesday, guys. We should be hearing right now from Josh and Amar, who are at the Varsity Wheelchair Basketball. Hello, guys.
How you doing, Joe?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Very well. How did things go today? How well did the Green and Gold fare?
It was an excellent performance from the Green and Gold, considering that they were playing against a much more experienced Trent side. They really turned the screw, and they were excellent defensively, and in transition going forward, they were brilliant. Trent will have probably be a bit disappointed with the way they performed, especially in that first half. It got a bit nervy towards the end when Trent were getting a lot of points. But overall, UON controlled the game the whole way through.
Of course, wheelchair basketball used to be a part of the event with the women's and the men's matches at the Motorpoint Arena. Do you think it's a much better system having it as its own separate event on Super Wednesday?
Definitely. I mean, it gives more attention to the game, like, because once you attach it to the men's and women's basketball, it does come quite a long bit, a long day for people, and it does deter people from coming to watch. But the crowd was great over here on Trent, so I believe that would be it's a better system, putting, like, respecting it as its own sport and putting it its own light rather than attaching it to the end of the women and men's basketball. So yeah, it was a great atmosphere, I believe, in my opinion.
And what's the atmosphere like overall been at Trent Super Wednesday over at Clifton Campus? Has it been good?
There's a bit of a buzz around here, but I think because a lot of the varsities are spread across the spread across Nottingham itself, with Thai boxing in the city centre at their SU and golf at the Beeston Golf Course. But there is a bit of a buzz. Trampolining was still going on when we left. And I think people are slowly milling out now as it's coming towards the end of Super Wednesday.
And we're just the scoreline, of course, 37-24 in the favour of the green and gold. Do you think that's a fair reflection on the performance?
Oh, definitely. Year one was dominant in most of the game. Only in the third quarter where Trent decided to show themselves. Put a bit of nervous pressure on to Yohan, but Yohan did show that they were the dominant side on the day, and that has definitely reflected the score.
All right, wonderful. Thank you very much for talking to us there. Josh Anamar, down at the wheelchair basketball at the at Clifton Campus at Nottingham Trent University, after the news has come through that the University of Nottingham won Super Wednesday 5-1 with that 37-24 victory over Trent in the wheelchair basketball, which means that the University of Nottingham retain the whole varsity series overall 11-5. Guys, how do we feel about the series being retained for a sixth year in a row?
Obviously fantastic. Obviously, it's brilliant for UON to win the series. It's a little bit disappointing the manner in which it's gone down. Obviously, standing at 5-4 before the Easter break, incredibly close. It's really set up nicely for the second half of varsity. And I don't know whether the break was a bit much for Trent or they, you know, had a few too many Easter eggs, but they've just not shown up at all in this second half of varsity so far. The only point they've got so far was the men's basketball, and okay, they probably deserved that, arguably, but I mean, it's just such a shame for the series as a whole that it's basically over before we've had two of the biggest events.
Alex, as well, do you think that the manner in which we've won is slightly disappointing?
Yeah, definitely. It's a bit of an anticlimax to the final few fixtures now. I mean, obviously, there's still a lot to play for, but it doesn't really mean anything in the grand scheme of things anymore. I mean, it's only for personal pride now for Trent and to try and kind of salvage something at all from the series.
Absolutely. Well, of course, there are many events still to come in this varsity series, but just looking at some of those specific sports on Super Wednesday, of course, we heard from wheelchair basketball there, Nick. Do you think there is a better alternative having wheelchair basketball in the Super Wednesday format as opposed to the basketball at the Motorpoint Arena?
I think it's difficult to have wheelchair basketball as its own point. Obviously, kind of where does it fit into the schedule? I think if you have it at the Motor Point, it is more of an exhibition game. You can't have it really having its own point. And then therefore, you saw the crowd attendance for the women's game yesterday. It was pretty poor before the men's game. And then, so what would the crowd be like for wheelchair basketball? Is it better to have it their own sport on Super Wednesday where more people are likely to go and attend? I think yes. I think it's good for the sport.
Yeah, I've got to agree with Nick there. I mean, already the fixture is quite a long. I mean, it starts at 5:30, the women's. I mean, then the game starts at, and then the men starts at 8. I mean, how early are we going to have to start if wheelchair basketball is thrown into the mix as well? And I think having it as a stand-own event in Super Wednesday where fans can mill about and check out the different sports will only be a good thing for the club's exposure.
Absolutely. Now, another sport, of course, Ultimate Frisbee, Alex, which you attended today. How did you feel that went down?
I mean, it went as expected, to be honest. I mean, we knew we'd beat them. I mean, they narrowly beat our seconds, but as we heard in some of the interviews, they were confident. If anything, too confident. But yeah, they won comfortably. Trent, even though he put his spirited performance in, never really looked like testing our boys. And yeah, it was a good performance all around.
Yeah, the competitor from Ultimate Frisbee said in the package that it's going to take a long time for Trent to get up to the same level in terms of club development and the amount of players that they have at the club. Do you think, Nick, that's kind of representative of this Super Wednesday format, that the University of Nottingham are able to dominate because of the fact of strength and depth?
Yeah, I think we are one of the better sporting universities in the country. And because of that, we have a lot of different teams in most sports. Therefore, you see it
it's highlighted especially well in our Super Wednesday, the kind of, these are the sports that we are expected to win. There's not really a competition, but obviously we like them to be there because they're entertaining sports to watch, but we're obviously going to win. I think with both Super Wednesdays, we've seen a bit of University of Nottingham dominance. Obviously, we haven't won the complete day today like we did last Super Wednesday, but there is still that element of Trent never really looked likely to come off with a victory, and the strength and depth is definitely a huge part of that for us, but also possibly it's just been decided by Lauren and Matt or whoever's decision it was that these sports are ones we're likely to win, so they can't be their own points in the Varsity Series, but they're entertaining to watch and they're good crowd pleasers. I think that's, at the end of the day, that is what Varsity is all about. It's obviously a highly competitive, fiercely fought thing, but it's about entertaining the crowd. It's about the students turning up, having a really great day of sport, and I think it's exemplary. Both Super Wednesdays have been of that fact.
And just as a point of comparison with the previous Super Wednesday that we had before the Easter break at the University of Nottingham at David Ross Sports Village, of course, all of those events were at the one location, Nick. Do you think that kind of helps the atmosphere and helps the buzz on the day, as opposed to what we have with Trent, with various sports going on at various different locations across Nottingham?
Absolutely. I think our Super Wednesday was the complete opposite of what we've had today. It was compact. It was, every fan was in the same place, could watch every sport if they wanted to. It was amazing. You had handball going on. I mean, we were in the media box, which was amazing to see. Like, you could see the whole hall. You had handball going on your right, in front of you, fencing, down below, table tennis, on the left, archery. It was amazing. It was incredible. You could see every sport from one vantage point. And I think the NTU Super Wednesday loses a little bit of perhaps support, or you can't go to every event, you can't go to every sport because it's so spread out, which does mean that you have to pick and choose and you do lose a little bit of the atmosphere. And I think that's potentially what's happened.
Yeah, I got to confirm Nick's points there. We got a unique advantage at this uni where we can witness all these sports in one venue. But I've got to give the Trent fans credit. They did turn up in their numbers today. It wasn't empty. And as Amar said in his interview, there was a bit of a buzz around there, even though it might not quite have matched our Super Wednesday.
Welcome back to From the Gantry here on University Radio Nottingham, covering everything you need to know about the Nottingham Varsity Series 2017. Of course, we just heard that the University of Nottingham currently 6-1 up on Trent Super Wednesday, 11-5 up in the series, which means we retain it for a sixth year in a row. But we're going to move on to reflect on matters of basketball, which of course occurred last night in the Motorpoint Arena. One win for the women, 62-56 against their Trent counterparts, and then a very, very narrow, agonising defeat for the men, 60-70 in the men's game later on that evening. We'll start with the women's match, Nick. I think the University of Nottingham really, really did show their class in all areas of the court, but nonetheless, it was a much closer game, I think, than many people anticipated.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think debatable as to whether they showed their class. They were good. They were very good. Trent, the third period when they went ahead, I was honestly worried. I thought we genuinely stood a chance of losing that, because they came out of the blocks absolutely flying in the third quarter. Prior to that, we'd been relatively on top, but in the final quarter, we really, really did show our class, as you say. And two players in particular really dominated Trent and scored. I think we actually saw more three-pointers in the women's game than we did the men's game, to be honest with you. But yeah, it was really, really good game to win, a really important one to win as well, because obviously we are strong, strong favourites in the women's basketball. Our women's team is, and has been for a few years now, really exceptional, and we needed to win it. But as you say, not by perhaps as many as we were expecting.
Yeah, of course, their class has shone really all season. Of course, top of their league in Bucks. Their president, Sportswoman of the Year at the UN Sports Awards, Team of the Year as well. And she, Ellie Bishop, she really sort of shone out yesterday evening. I think it must have been sort of 4 or 5 three-pointers she must have got, Nick. A real standout performance from her.
Yeah, she was exceptional. She's it's quite funny because she's actually one of the smaller players on the team. And she was, yeah, from all angles, really good shooting. A lot of jump shots were going in, and she played out of her skin and really warranted that that title of Sportswoman of the Year. She was exceptional.
Was there anyone else on court that really stood out for you?
Yeah, a couple of players for Trent, actually. Their number 7, I think, or the number 4 maybe, actually, was really good. Scored a lot of three-pointers for them and was the driving force behind them coming back into the game in that third period. And she was really good. Number 10 for us as well was a very powerful player, tall player. Played exceptionally well, but I think it was yeah, those were the main players that stood out for me. Number 7 as well for us was quite good, but Ellie Bishop was just amazing all across the court in every position. She played so well.
Yeah, fantastic performance from her, Alex, and a fantastic performance from the team overall. It really does cap off what's been such a great season for the University of Nottingham women's basketball first.
I mean, as you mentioned, they've had so many, too many successes to really count this year. And to top it off of just beating Trent in varsity is kind of, yeah, is a great performance, to be honest.
Do you think it kind of adds to the success as well, which has been really consolidated in the start of this second block of fixtures in the Varsity Series 2017 with those wins in hockey, netball and water polo?
Yeah, well, we've gone from a tight fixture, a tight contest in Varsity to us winning it by Wednesday. So, yeah, the successes in basketball, hockey and water polo really have led us to victory here.
And just moving on to the men's game, such an agonising 70-60 defeat in the Motorpoint Arena. Great atmosphere, but not quite the result that the men's basketball team were hoping for, Nick.
Yeah, absolutely. It was so close. They played really well, both sides actually. I thought it was a really engaging, really interesting game of basketball to watch. A lot of, as we had on punditry alongside our two commentators, we had Bruce, who was the Nottingham Hoods, one of their coaches, who he had a lot of involvement with both sides, players from both sides playing for them. And he was saying there was a lot of cagey basketball. It was more tactical. A lot of times they were going for kind of easy layups, as he put it. So that means that they were kind of running in, trying to get into the two-point zone right around the basket before getting the points, rather than going perhaps for some of the more audacious long shots that actually, as he said, could have swung the game in either team's favour. And obviously in the end it was Trent who came out on top. We actually had quite a strong lead at the end of the third period, as far as I remember.
Yeah, it was around about 15 points or something like
that.
Yeah,
we were definitely in front at one point, and we went one period, we didn't score more than about 7 points, I think. I think in the whole, it might have been I think we had a lead at halftime, and then at the end of the third period, we hadn't scored more than about 7 or 8 points. And it was, yeah, it wasn't brilliant. And then it was so close, similarly to last year, so close coming up to the final few minutes. But then, yeah, Trent went completely clear and obviously came out on top 80-70 in the end.
Yeah, a very consolidated lead at the end of that match from Nottingham Trent University. But do you think that, yeah, possibly the fault lies in the University of Nottingham not really retaining the kind of dominance which they showed at the start of the match when they opened up that lead and then kind of fell behind and then had a really poor defence towards the end of the match?
Yeah, I think it partly came down to stamina. They were playing a full court press for a lot of the game, which means they were pressing much higher up the court. The attackers were closing down the Trent players as they tried to move up the pitch, which is an incredibly tiring way of playing. And I think that did start to show towards the end of the game. As you say, it wasn't even that perhaps they fell off. They physically could not keep up the intensity that they had been playing with to start with. And it showed towards the end, kind of even in the entirety of the last quarter, they were static, very static on attack, and lost a lot of kind of easy defensive moves, like from Trent free throws. If the free throw came back, there was one instance in particular where Trent had another 2 rebounds off of it, and that should never ever happen in basketball. It was just lackadaisical almost from UON. But partly simply because they were just so tired. They'd played so well and with such a high intensity throughout the match, they physically couldn't keep it up, and it showed and it cost them.
Yeah, it was definitely a fantastic performance for the green and gold. And when considering last year, Nick, the fixture finished 74-76, so such a close margin of victory, of course, in Bucks. The two teams are now not a league apart because Trent got promoted this year. The University of Nottingham lingering in about mid-table of the league that Trent are now going to be going into for the start of the 2017-18 season. Do you think that's kind of testament to what a close contest it really was yesterday?
Yeah, I think so. I think momentum played a huge part. Trent obviously are used to winning this season. As much as you can always say it, the old cliche, form goes out the window in what is effectively a cup final in the Varsity Series. But when a team is mentally used to winning and used to grinding out results, Trent only lost one game all season. That's incredible, like incredible run of form and run of results. And you see it all the time in other sports, like teams divisions apart. The lower team, if they've been on a good run, they carry that mentality. If you have a winning mentality, you go into any game expecting to win or playing to win, like believing you can win is the most important thing, I think. And Trent, absolutely, from the get-go, you could see they had real belief that they could go out there and win this game. And UON perhaps maybe thought, you know, we're a division above them. We should be winning this. And I think a lot of people did expect us to pull it off this year. And once again, we fell short.
This is URN Sport.